Welcome to this Belgrade Theatre podcast on Wednesday the 17th of April. I'm here with some members of our box office team. So we're here with Linda, Faye and Colette. Hi everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about your job and what it involves?
Our job mainly is the role of customer service. So we deal with the customers face to face on a daily basis. And we deal with tickets and sales of shows.
Yeah, I mean, the service that we offer is to allow our patrons to purchase tickets. And we also advise on what shows we've got coming up. We're asked numerous questions, new booklets, what shows we've got coming, what time, how long the shows last. Are they suitable for, you know, children? Numerous, and every day our job changes. It's not just one day is totally different from the next day.
What do you enjoy most about the job, Linda?
For me, it's actually our patrons. And one of the things I absolutely love is encouraging somebody to come and see a show that they probably would have no intention of coming to see. Most of it, when you've encouraged them before, has always been good and positive. You know, that they've thoroughly enjoyed the experience. Thank you very much for encouraging us to come to that. Because they wouldn't normally. They stick to maybe shows that they know, i.e. Blues Brothers, 39 Steps. Little Voice is something that we've not done before. So that my side of the job is I love selling, and I also love the feedback. My love is our own home-produced shows, from beginning right through to when the show first starts. As Sons of the Fathers, you go to a read-through, you watch wardrobe coming, you watch the painters coming in, you watch it being fitted up, you see the lighting, then you start selling. It's all part of the excitement of what I love, which is our own theatre productions.
Uh-huh. What would you say your favourite theatre production has been since reopening in 2007?
I enjoyed Marriage, actually. It was something new. I'd not seen anything like it before. And I quite liked the humour aspect of it.
I'd probably say One Night in November is one of my favourites, because I like the history, and it was probably one of the most successful Belgrade productions we've had here. It sold the most, and I also like touring shows such as the 39 Steps. I didn't think I'd enjoy that one, and actually it was very funny, and my dad came with me with that, and he really enjoyed it. So yeah, I'm into anything.
I think what's nice about box office is we also get a lot of feedback from our patrons. Will you be putting this show on? Will you be doing that? Will you be bringing that show in? And actually Hamish is very open to us putting forward
suggestions
about shows that may be touring and people have asked about.
Has anything ever gone horribly wrong while you've been working at box office?
Mine would probably be one of the shifts where we had a very famous actor come in called Alan Rickman. He came to my desk. I didn't recognise him. And worst of all, I asked him his name for when he wanted to collect his tickets. He didn't look very amused. That's probably one of my worst moments here at the box office.
Wow. So do you get to meet some famous people working in the job?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I've met Lenny Henry, Pete Townsend, obviously Alan Rickman, even though I didn't recognise him. I've met Ian McKellen. Who else have you met, Linda? You've met a few here.
Well, the big one was Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
But I loved...
Did you know Alan Rickman when you seen him?
I did. He asked me if I would escort him to the restaurant. I wasn't going to say no. it's just really, really good fun. It's hard work, you know, and you're dealing with all sorts of characters. We deal with, you know, patrons from all walks of life. Who want different forms of theatre. And it's nice to see that I think the Belgrade is making a difference to Coventry and the surrounding areas. And I'm very proud to be a member of the Belgrade Theatre.